Seed by Death. There is so much hate in the world, it's not even funny anymore. I say two words on X, on anywhere, any social media, any online, anywhere, and there it comes. People jumping at you, hating, discussing, arguing about nothing really. I don't even say anything. I'm just stating something. No, it's this and it's that and this and that. I'm like, who cares? Relax. They're all like, no, I'm right. And the other says, no, I'm right. And this is right and that is right. And as if it matters, any issue at all. Really, does anything matter? I mean, matter as in discussing it online. 90% of the crap people talk about is meaningless, pointless. It doesn't lead to anything at all, anything constructive, any learning experience, any development, nothing, not even philosophical discussions. You can barely find even philosophical discussions anymore. It's just hateful arguing or anger and, yeah, my type is better than your type, my this and my that, and this race and that race, and my town or my religion and my this and my that. Just strange to me. I'm sick of it. I am so tired of it. And I'm trying to be more loving and peaceful and accepting. And you know what I get? I get all kinds of hateful, angry, or just strange comments coming at me in replies, in followers. Very strange to me. Kind of bothers me, but also I'm trying to not let it bother me, because everybody should be welcome to follow me, listen to me. It's fine. I mean, you can have your opinion. It's okay. You can hate, you can be angry. It doesn't bother me personally. I just don't understand it. I think we all go or fall into this deep, black, dark, dang hole of hate and anger and discussion and arguments, and without even noticing it, we just fall into it, and then there we are, digging deeper. It's a special kind of hole, and it's a special kind of hole because you don't actually realize you're in it. You fall into it, and then you have no idea you're in it. You keep digging by talking, keep arguing, keep discussing, keep hating, keep being angry and thinking I'm making a change. What change exactly is that? Talking with random people, screaming at each other, hating, angry, triggering each other over nothing. Like I was saying, people often ask me, what are you? I mean, religious. Are you Christian? Are you Jew? What is it? I say, well, it was in a comment, I actually said, well, I'm too Jewish to be a Christian and too Christian to be a Jew. So I'm not accepted anywhere. And they come at me. There was this woman commenting to my reply that, yeah, stay Christian. It's okay. No need to come to our side or something. What? First of all, I didn't talk with you or ask you anything or ask to be included or excluded. None of that. I was just stating what I am. And then secondly, if I become a Jew fully or I become a Christian fully, either way, does it really matter to you personally? Or if I become a Buddhist, what difference does it make to any other person what I believe in? I don't understand it. They're like, yeah, come to our team. No, don't come to our team. You go to their team. It's like my team versus your team. It's like full of hate and anger all the time. And it's kind of tiring. It's sickening at times. And at times I'm like, it doesn't bother me. It's okay. Back and forth thing. Really, it doesn't bother me, but I'm just tired of it because it's repetitive. Repetitive, repeating. Every little post on X especially, I open every post on X. There's people arguing, fighting it out. Fighting what out? What are you fighting for? And there are some of these religious people, can be any religion. I'm not gonna like be specific, like it doesn't matter. They all do it. No, my religion is better, your religion is better. I mean, you can state what you believe in, that's fine. But when you go force it on people, like pushing it or saying, no, you are wrong and I'm wrong. Hey, we could be all wrong. Who knows? Only God knows. I got my beliefs and I'm not accepted anywhere, but I don't go force it on people. Hey, you are doing this, you are doing that. I actually was doing this before, like a while ago. I was in this hole too, just like everybody else. I kind of sort of realized that I am in this hole. So I'm trying to dig myself out of it by not talking to them or with them, but talking about things that are not argumentative. I say my piece and that's it. Sometimes I do reply to people and then I delete it because I realize, I did it again. And they say something, it triggers me, and I say something back, and it goes on and on, like a crazy loop. Just up, down, left, right, just round and round it goes. So I think generally in social media, especially on X, I don't know, but I'm mostly active on X. It feels like the discussion, I feel that the whole thing is out of control. Nobody even notices it. Everybody's so busy screaming at each other, farting it out, trying to convince each other of their belief or their viewpoint or this and that. And I don't get it. What's the point? No, really, what's the point? The random person online agrees with you or disagrees with you. What did you gain? Nothing, nothing. Did your life get better? And there is this one of my followers, he posted, oh no, it does matter if they live close by you or something like that. But no, it doesn't. I think he's been posting on X for a while now, maybe long time, I don't know, but it seems a while, a good while. And he's kind of, I don't want to judge him, he's kind of, let's say, an angry person. I find him a bit hateful towards certain races or people, and it's his right. He has the right to his own opinion. I'm not judging him that way. I'm just saying he's in this hole. He can't get out. He doesn't even see it or realizes it. And he's like, oh no, it matters. No, it doesn't. Come on, wake up. It doesn't matter. You didn't change anything. You haven't accomplished anything except getting older. Wasting another minute, and another minute, and another minute, and another minute. On what exactly? Nothing. Really nothing. And it never ends. It never ends. It never ever ends. It just keeps coming. Until you drop dead, basically. Everything in here is temporary anyway. I mean, if you think about it, nothing actually matters. Nothing. Not your shoes, not your house, not your land, not your car. Not your family, not your relative, not your friends, not your own body. Nothing, none of it is mattering to anything or anyone. None of it matters. You know why? Because this place is a kind of prison or a waiting room. It's some kind of waiting room, I guess. But it's a waiting room where you can't get out of it until you die. So it is a kind of prison / waiting room or death row, like a actual death row in prison. You know, we are all on it. I mean, we think, oh, I'm not in prison, so I'm okay. No, you're not. Who is okay? Nobody's okay. Look around, everybody's dropping dead like flies. They're all dropping like flies, getting old and die. They say, okay, he lived. No, that's not life. Life isn't supposed to end. And if it ends, it means that's not living. You are just waiting to die. I guess the exit, as my name suggests, the only exit is by death, actually. You exit this place when it's your time to go. They say, okay, exit, come out. Now you go. Where do we go? Who knows? Only God knows. And everybody has a belief about that one too. And I got mine, and nobody actually knows. And the Bible says things, and it's mostly word of mouth. This guy said to that guy, and he wrote it down, and that translated this way and that way. It's actually hard to know what's right, what's wrong, what changed, what hasn't changed. Who did come back from dead and tell the story? Nobody. Only Yeshua, or most people know him as Jesus. I try to be more respectful. It doesn't make me better than anybody else, or it doesn't even make me right. Just because I'm a sinner, I don't know, I think I should respect him. A bit extra, I guess. I mean, I'm going to hell, obviously, but I don't know. I find it disrespectful in general to call somebody a name that isn't their name. I mean, you don't translate names, but that's another subject for another story. I mean, that's another subject for another episode or whatever you want to call these podcasts that I do. he came back and he told things, and God knows if the things he told is actually reaching us. I mean, there is in the Bible that one of the apostles, I think, said that Yeshua, he said so many things that it would take many books to write it down. And I wonder, why didn't they write it down? Or did they, and we don't have the books? Maybe somebody hid it? I don't know. Do you know? Nobody knows. Who knows what's in Vatican? Downstairs in their library and stuff? Maybe they have it. Maybe they don't either. Nobody knows. The bottom line is, back to my main subject here, it's all temporary. It's all of it. All of it is temporary. So let's be calm here, everybody. Let's calm down. Be more loving and peaceful, not just to our neighbors, but to everybody. Because I was thinking, actually, the Bible, the Ten Commandments, one of them is love your neighbor. Paraphrasing, I don't remember the exact wording. But I was thinking, your neighbor, who is your neighbor? The one living next to you? Yes. But wherever you go, you're living, right? Like you're in a bus station or on a train. Who is next to you? The person who is next to you or around you, they are your neighbor right now, in that moment. Right then and right there, they are your neighbor. So you got to be loving to them. It kind of means be loving to everybody. Not just the technical term neighbor where they live right next to you. But I think maybe it meant wherever you go, you are living. And if somebody is next to you, that somebody is also living, if alive, obviously. You are both each other's neighbors. So if everybody is loving to their neighbors in this way, the whole world changes. It becomes so much calmer, so much peaceful. And I know it's hard because people can piss you off, irritate you. But this is, I think, a lot of it is because even if one person is trying to be loving and understanding, it takes two to actually make this perfectly work. So if just one person is trying and the other person is not, yeah, it's kind of off balance. But it's okay. I mean, it doesn't start with the others. See, again, we can't go to them and say, hey, you're doing this, you're doing that. No, forget it. Just be you. Do you. Be loving you. When people see you, they slowly maybe, hopefully, they become aware that, wait a minute, this guy is in so much peace, or this woman is so peaceful, she's so calm, or he's so calm. This person have peace. And I think peace is something that everybody actually likes and wants. Nobody wants war or hate or anger. And the funny thing is, the followers I have and the replies to me, they are also very much angry and hatefully kind of deal. No judgment on them, of course. I just stating the facts, what I feel like when they talk to me or when I check their profiles and what they post or what they talk about. And I think the more I talk love, the more hateful and angry people come against me or towards me. I think because they actually seek it. They seek love. They seek peace. They don't seek war. They don't go hate to hate. They come to me to get some peace, some love. It's a subconscious thing. I think their mind seeks it. Like they don't mean to come to me and arguing or discussing or hating me at all, actually. I don't think so. Because when I actually talk to them, eye to eye, so to speak, it's online, but they're okay. They're all right. I mean, once you listen to a person, I listen to them and they listen to me. It's mutual respect, both ways. I mean, I talk to a lot of people, all kinds of people, races, everything. And a lot of them have been hateful or angry and such and such. But every time I talk with them, the discussion is normal. There is no shouting or swearing and things like that. Because I think we all at some level want peace, want love. Sure, we don't agree on things, obvious. But still, it's possible to have a normal discussion with someone that is in complete disagreement with you, if they allow it. What I said earlier, that I'm too Christian to be considered a Jew or accepted by Jews. And I'm too Jewish to be accepted by Christians, which is funny. So it's like a funny thing, I said. I'm not offending anybody, I'm just talking about me. And there's this lady coming at me that, that's good, good, you, we don't need you. Go be Christian, we don't need you. Go put your complaints. All right. And so I told her, well, you just proved my point, but thank you for the time to type it to me. I thanked her, and then I posted a verse from the Bible that may God have peace upon you. She replies, go put your complaints to Jesus, she says. So I was about to reply to her, but then I kind of deleted it because, see, I was about to fall in that hole again. So she comes at me for no reason, for nothing. And she has a right to her opinion, but see, she's kind of like forcing it, or like she's like, don't come to our team, come, stay on the other team. So the lady said that, and I was about to reply to her something. Actually, I wasn't sure because I don't want to fall into this hole. I don't want to argue. I don't want to discuss. She doesn't like me. It's fine. I mean, I don't care. She says, stay Christian or stay Jew or stay Buddhist, whatever she says. It's fine. It doesn't affect me what she says. It's just words, just sound. Anyway, I suddenly saw that she blocked me. I think if she gave me a chance to speak with her, perhaps some voice like this, eye to eye, so to speak, I don't think she would be that hateful. I'm not saying she was hateful. I felt she's angry or dislikes me or rejects me or something. I still think there was a possibility of a civilized conversation with this person, even though she's very kind of not attacking me, but pushing me away. Go away, go away, go stay this and go stay there. Go stay with your team, which is funny because the team, the so-called team that she says I should stay at, they tell me to go stay on the other teams. We don't want you either. But I don't want to be in any of those teams at all. I don't care about the teams. Your team is great and that team is great. Fine. We are all doing guesswork and I'm doing my own guesswork. Nobody knows. I'm not a prophet. Are you? Do you know a prophet? Nobody knows a prophet. I got my beliefs, and I read the Bible, and I read the Bible, and Tanakh, and I got my beliefs, but I don't know if it's right. I don't understand the text. Nobody does, actually. Everybody tries to, but nobody really understands anything. So it's kind of all, so it's kind of guesswork, the whole thing, the entire thing. No matter what you do at the end of the day, it's guesswork, 50-50 chance. Get it right or get it wrong. That's it. So we shouldn't judge people. In my opinion, we shouldn't judge people when our own thoughts and beliefs are actually 50-50 chance. I could be right, I could be wrong. Even about this, I could be right and I could be way off. Who knows? I don't. I'm just talking. And you're just listening, right? Maybe. Anyway, thank you and goodbye.